Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Hard to believe it was 15 years ago when world-renowned cardiologist Dr. Arthur Agatston introduced us to the South Beach Diet, a revolutionary high-protein, low-sugar, low-carb approach to dieting. Quickly, it spread across the world, recognized as one of the healthiest ways of eating, and the South Beach Diet principles have stood the test of time. To date, more than 11 million people have chosen the South Beach Diet. His book, The South Beach Diet, along with the companion books, becoming some of the biggest blockbusters in the weight loss world, with more than 23 million copies in print. Dr. Agatston is an internationally recognized pioneer in cardiac disease prevention. The prestigious Arthur S. Agatston Cardiovascular Disease Prevention Award, given annually to pioneers in cardiac prevention, medical director of the Agatston Center for Private Medicine, college professor of medicine, frequent worldwide lecturer, publisher of hundreds of scientific articles, and creator of the South Beach Diet, marking its 15th anniversary and now reintroduced as a home delivery diet, Dr. Arthur Agatston with us on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Great to be with you. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
Well, you're welcome. And I tell you, when we think back to the beginning of this 15 years ago, we tend to think of it possibly as an overnight success. But literally, I understand you were working on this for years. And it all started with your patients when they would come to you frustrated about all the confusing and conflicting information out there about these quick fad diets that we were going through at the time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. In my cardiology practice, I was watching my patients getting heavier and sicker on the then nationally recommended low-fat, high-carb diet. And really what happened, Rick, was they substituted for saturated fat, which is a relatively bad fat, bad carbohydrates. And that's the sugars, the processed carbohydrates of breads, rice, pastas, potatoes, particularly French fries. And it turns out the bad carbs were worse than the saturated fats, and it set off the epidemic of obesity and diabetes. And it did it by really triggering a survival mechanism where early man, when food was plentiful, they ate more, store extra calories as belly fat. That helped them survive the inevitable winter famine. But with no winter famines, there's only feasts. So Americans and my patients were getting heavier and heavier, and their blood chemistries worse and worse. And that's really what led to my research and the South Beach Diet.
Well, you say something that's so interesting there. By the way, southbeachdiet.com is the website to get all the information on the diet 15 years later and still going strong. Before the South Beach Diet, you were well known in medical circles for your research projects. And I know this was important to you, not something that was a fad diet that you could lose weight initially but never keep it off. You needed something that was scientific based, didn't you?
Yes. And what we had done, we had developed the calcium score, which is a CT scan for early detection of arteriosclerosis. So we were seeing the buildup of plaque in people earlier than ever, 20 years before you had a heart attack or stroke. And we were seeing it in many people without a very high cholesterol, but with belly fat and with measures of prediabetes and early type 2 diabetes. And giving them the new medications, the statin alone, didn't really prevent the heart attacks unless you did something about their dangerous belly fat. And so that's what led to really the exploration. And what we found was when you substituted for the bad carbs, the good carbs, whole grains, whole fruits, good vegetables, that and added the good fats for the bad fats, so that's olive oil and omega-3, and even saturated fat in moderation, that you could cut off the food cravings caused by the swings in blood sugar that made everybody hungry all the time, which was set off by the bad carbs. And within a week or so, you could lose weight but also get rid of the cravings and subsequently improve your blood chemistries and prevent the heart attack and stroke, as well as looking better.
Our guest on This Week in America, Dr. Arthur Agatston, he is the creator of the South Beach Diet. Information available at southbeachdiet.com. Celebrating 15 years, and you developed this famous three-phase approach that gets us started, that keeps us going for the rest of our lives. Talk about the three phases and why those are so important.
Sure. In the first phase, you eliminate almost all carbohydrates except for good vegetables. And it's high in protein, relatively high in good fats as well. And the reason for that is to get rid of weight, and it's relatively rapid weight loss at the beginning, but also to get rid of your cravings. Once you've gotten rid of the cravings, then you add back carbohydrates in the form of whole grains, whole fruits, and you even add a little alcohol back. And that's a slower weight loss phase. It's also an educational phase because you learn what foods might trigger those cravings coming back. And once you reach your weight loss goal, then you transition to phase three, which is the long-term weight maintenance phase. And remember, for heart patients, it was necessary to improve blood chemistries and get rid of the belly fat for life. It's not just a few weeks or a few months before your high school reunion to look better. It has to be for life to prevent heart attacks and strokes. So weight maintenance was always our goal.
One of the new things, one of the ways that you've evolved over the years, I mentioned in the beginning, the home delivery diet that you have now, phasing into that. Talk about the importance of that, because as I'm thinking, boy, it can't get, in a world that's very hectic, it can't get a whole lot easier than having the food right there for you.
Yeah, very well said. And, you know, early South Beach dieters tended to be foodie types who spent a lot of time shopping and cooking, which was wonderful. They gave us all kinds of great recipes. But for the busy individuals and couples who don't have time to shop and cook, to be able to start the diet, particularly that phase one, easily with a phone call and get home delivered meals, which is very challenging, that taste good and are affordable, and Nutrisystem is the absolute leaders in doing this. So the partnership with them was so important in giving people who wanted to do the South Beach diet but didn't have the time to cook, gave them access, quick, easy, enjoyable, and to get rid of the cravings and that weight and move on to phase two and eventually phase three.
Got about 1 minute left in the program. You said one time, no sane eating program expects you to go through life feeling discomfort and hungry. That really was a key part of what you set out to create with the South Beach Diet, wasn't it? The fact that this keeps you satisfied and you're losing weight at the same time.
Yeah, and remember, you know, food was plentiful in most countries in the West and Europe after World War II, and people were not walking around starving. So you don't have to be starving in the Mediterranean countries. They eat very well. They're not starving. So it wasn't until the bad carbohydrates that Americans were walking around with these horrible cravings. And once your blood sugar drops and you get these cravings, no amount of discipline is going to help you. So it's choosing the good carbs and the good fats, and to have it delivered by Nutrisystem is fabulous, and you truly lose weight and you lose your cravings and you're off to a real lifestyle.
15 years and going strong. The South Beach Diet. Information on everything we talked about and much more at the website southbeachdiet.com. Dr. Arthur Agatston, the creator, with us on the program, internationally recognized pioneer in cardiac disease prevention. Doctor, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much, Rick. It was a pleasure.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.